Good morning, Big Rapids. This is Big Rapids Buzz with me, Chris Long, and Bruce Borkovich is not here today. He's out politicking, running for supervisor of Big Rapids Township. So first off, I did not get to see the Northern Lights on Friday. By the time I got to here, I heard that they were out. The clouds has already moved in, and, well, whatever. Anyway, this is going to be a different style show today, okay? There's no special guests. There's no co-hosts. It's just going to be me. So if you don't like me, don't like my voice, don't like my laugh, I don't really care. First, for the listeners who don't know what occurred last week after last week's show, apparently a few ego-tripped, vile people, you can figure out who those particular individuals are. They're probably actually listening right now, trying to get information that to try to attack me with later and try to bash the show or whatnot. Anyway, after last week's show, they created some flat-out lies about the show and then proceeded to go down the list of sponsors of this show and call them. At which point, they told them the lies in an effort to shut down this show. The first lie they stated was that we and the show was bashing local businesses. This is a complete lie. Let me repeat that. That is a lie. I have not bashed any local business on this show. The only thing that could be misconstrued was a reading of the letter to the Pioneer editor that I wrote back in January, and it was published. And I read that on the air again back in January. Okay, I'll read that part of that little bit later. But I never bashed a local business directly on the air. The second lie told to my sponsors by these vile individuals, hate-filled individuals, was that we made fun of someone's weight. Okay, first off, I am in no shape or form to be making fun of anyone's weight. This was a complete lie in order to attract sympathy for this individual. What they are trying to do was say that Tanya's statement about how many Happy Meals was an attack on the person's weight. This is, again, a complete lie. Because if you listen again, it was a joke about comparing Happy Meals with making children happy. How many Happy Meals would it take to make this certain candidate happy? Because she is very angry. She's a very angry person. Anyway, let's listen again. Just for those who didn't listen or couldn't hear it, let's play that clip to give you context of what actually was said.
Apparently, you know, they call them Happy Meals for the children, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have five children, you're making five children happy.
Okay.
So how many children do you think Tracy is?
I don't know.
Maybe 100.
100.
And yet she's still not happy.
Wise words of Tanya.
Serve more Happy Meals, Tracy.
How many more Happy Meals does she need to become happy?
A lot. A lot.
There isn't going to be enough to make her happy. Now she's flipped. So now she's going commie.
So, again, nowhere in there were we attacking anyone's weight. It was a simple, logical comparison from a guest's perspective. A guest that I chose to have on this show. I thought her commentary was quite hilarious, actually. Okay, we all need something to laugh about. And I thought she added great commentary, a great perspective, a local perspective. And that's what this show is about, providing local voices onto the show. Not just business owners, but anybody. Okay, if you have a story to tell, you have something that you want to get off your mind, you want to say to the world. That's what this show is about. That's how it started, okay? Anyway, we did not talk about the the candidate's weight. It's just a lie that they told our sponsors in order to try to shut us down. Why did we talk about the candidate in the first place? Well, it was recently announced that she was running as a Democrat against the Republican state rep, Tom Coons. And I asked my guests their thoughts. That's what happened. Here's the things that people need to understand. When you put your name into the hat to run as a candidate, you open yourself up. This happens on a daily basis on the news, radio stations, podcasts, across the nation. People talk about the candidates, whether good or bad. That's what happens. Welcome to politics, folks. The problem is in this small town, nobody has ever had to deal with anything of this type of nature of what has occurred in politics over the last year. The only thing close to it would be probably the annexation and detachment that happened in the 80s and late 80s and early 90s. But that predated the social media. Social media is a big problem. Yes, I'll tell you, it's a problem, but it gets the word out there. Okay. But from what I gather, the only real difference between what's going on now and what went on in the community back then is social media. That's the only difference. The attitudes are the same. People are angry. Another thing that this town, because at the local level of politics, everyone knows everybody here. Unlike at the federal and state level, you are not friends and family with Whitmer and Biden. So at the local level, the lines are blurred between friends or family and the politicians. People forget, when you decide to become a politician, you are held to a different standard. In small towns like ours, the dynamics of local politics are significantly different from those at the federal and state levels. Here, everyone knows everyone. I get that, okay? Our local leaders are not only public figures, but they're also our friends and family or acquaintances. This proximity can blur the traditional boundaries that typically separate personal relationships from political roles. Unlike these figures, like the Governor Whitmer and President Biden, or even other state representatives and senators, our interactions with these local politics are deeply personal. This intimacy presents unique challenges when individuals step into roles of public service. They must be held to a higher standard. Yet, it's common here for friends and family to perceive any criticism of these local politicians as personal attacks rather than legitimate political discourse. This perception can lead to significant issues. Here in Big Rapids, for example, this blurred line between personal and political spheres have been a long-standing problem in recent years. Okay? Especially in the last year. And we need to get over that. When community members fail to distinguish between politicians' public responsibilities and their personal relationships, it's often the result in an uncritical acceptance of their leadership. Decisions made by these leaders go unquestioned, and those who dare to challenge the status quo might find themselves targets of unwarranted backlash, like I am. This lack of critical engagement undermines our community's ability to foster transparent, accountable governance. To move forward, Big Rapids needs to recognize and address this issue. Overall, we must redefine our expectations of local politicians, understanding that while they might be our neighbors and or our relatives, they are also decision makers whose actions have far-reaching consequences for all of us. It's crucial that we engage in open dialogue and critical thinking and questioning decisions constructively and supporting those who raise valid concerns. Only through those efforts can we ensure that our leadership remains effective and accountable and truly represents our community's needs. Here's the thing, folks. My name is Christopher Long, and whether you like me or not, it doesn't sway me. I'm not about to change, and especially not under the pressure from a certain lady and her family and her cohorts. on that other side who are trying to silence me. I've explained to the radio station removing me from the air will not stop the attacks on us or them or any of you listening. They will continue. The other people will continue to try to attack this community. Again, this community just wanted it to stay the way it was and stop the backdoor deals and prominent families making decisions. It's just, that's what we wanted. We just wanted to stop that. We wanted the community that we chose to move here for to remain the same. I told Jen and Dom, they have the power to take me off the air at any time. I never sought out this role. It came to me. And I certainly am not in it for any of the money. In fact, managing this takes up a substantial part of my week, from planning and scheduling guests, responding to questions, all while juggling a day job. All while doing that, I'm also creating other content, not to mention the discussions with certain candidates and reporters. It's a lot. But again, I don't make any money from any of this, okay? I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this to give a voice to the people who are too afraid of the ramifications from those on the other side that have attacked me, okay? And others like Lori and Tanya and Bruce, Pat, all of them are being attacked. Hannah, all of those people are being attacked. I'm doing this because other people are too afraid to speak up, okay? I'm not afraid. I don't care, okay? I've said this many times before. The more they focus their attacks on me, the less they target others. And I'm okay with that. I'd rather them that direct their negativity at me than at someone less capable handling the negativity. So I view myself as like a shield for them, the people of my community. That's fine. They can attack me all day long. They can post whatever they want. It doesn't bother me, okay? They can call all my sponsors if they want to. By the way, folks, you should call my sponsors if you really like this show and tell them. Tell my sponsors that you enjoy the show and you appreciate them sponsoring this show. You don't have to, but I'd greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure they would greatly appreciate it too. And of course, the sponsors will receive negative calls from the opposing side just because they want to silence me. But folks, that's what you have going on in this community. Okay. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I want to read a post by a certain individual who's very prominent in the area. You tell me whether that's appropriate. This is what this person posted. "This is not a good look, Bruce. One of the reasons I respect him is that he doesn't play games and he doesn't feel entitled and he tells the truth and calls out people who don't. He doesn't promote people who are mentally ill and encourage them to verbally attack and tell falsehoods about community members. He doesn't tolerate stalkers and isn't afraid to stand up and defend himself. Knock it off, Bruce. This community has enough of this kind of BS. I have been targeted for over a year, and I've had enough to know that I will defend those who are targeted and bullied. For those of you who don't want to speak up now, show your voices at the polls." That's the type of rhetoric that's being sent around for those who aren't on Facebook. I didn't post that. That's from a certain prominent individual who thinks that her opinion matters. First off, Bruce has not attacked anyone in this community. Everything that I have done is in response to my community being attacked, to me being personally attacked, and nobody standing up on that other side and saying that was wrong of them to do that. I have tons of support. I don't really care whether I have support or not. It's disgusting. Promote people who are mentally ill and encourage them to verbally attack and tell falsehoods about the community members. First of all, that's just wrong, posting that. That's disgusting. She should be ashamed of herself, okay? Because that's another lie. Flat out lie. First of all, Bruce Borkovich has never told anyone nor encouraged anyone to do anything Neither has Pat, Penny, Hannah, Ormond. No one controls what I say or do, okay? None of them promote me in that manner. I don't, she just is angry. She's a very angry individual because it seems as though she's not getting her way, and this is how she lashes out, it seems. It's disgusting. Here's another thing this individual posted. Well, Bruce, this sounds all fine and dandy, but your little buddy Chris does all the dirty work for you. Isn't that why you are always building him up so he has turned into some kind of little Mussolini? You might want to suggest he help out at the homeless shelter or food pantry instead of sitting on his computer lecturing people with AI and verbally attacking citizens who don't actually care about his community. Taking him to church was kind of a failure because you forgot to tell him not to use scripture to attack people. You might want to listen to the radio show this week and it tells a lot about what kind of leader you will be. That is just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. That person should be ashamed of themselves. First off, I'm going to start right there in the middle about the whole saying that taking him to church was kind of a failure. How dare you? How dare you, as somebody who claims to be Christian, attack a new Christian or someone who is attempting to be? Considering I came from being atheist and agnostic later, and then deciding to join the Catholic Church because I was invited. I was invited by Pat Curry to go. Not only was I invited by Pat Curry, but that morning that I chose to go to the Catholic Church, the day after my birthday, I was invited by 25 other people to join their churches across this county and actually in the other counties. They contacted me that morning. I chose to go to Pat Curry's church. Why? Because I never went to a Catholic church. I wanted to see what it was like. Never been to a Catholic mass, never, ever walked into a Catholic church. It's the one type of church that I never experienced before, so I said, all right, I'll go to that one. And for them to attack me for that, or to attack them, how dare them? That's disgusting. It doesn't, that is not Christ-like at all. And say that I'm attacking them using scripture, no. No. It's not true at all. In fact, it's quite the opposite, actually. Because all through, say, October through January time frame, they and her was using scripture to attack me and others. I think I've said peace be with you, as it's kind of a good way to stop the argument. I think it is. What better? How do you even respond to that? Or another way to stop an argument when someone's arguing with you, way to stop them is say the following. Today is the day the Lord has made. Be happy and rejoice in it. What do they have to say to that? It shuts them down. It's beautiful. I've learned that. I've learned that going to church. But I'm not attacking them. I'm preventing an argument, keeping the peace. So, it's just disgusting what they do. Now, one of the other lies that was said was that I bashed a local business. That's just not true. First of all, I've never boycotted any business because of their opinion of Goshen. That is never why I've boycotted them. I boycott a business and choose where to spend my dollars based on the businesses that do not attack a community member or the community in overall. So I wrote a letter because of the attacks back in January that somehow was misconstrued as I'm calling for a boycott because of their opinion. So I'm going to read that letter that I wrote back in January. It was in the paper. Here it is. In the heart of our beloved town, a pressing issue calls for our collective attention. A matter that has deeply affected the very fabric of our community, dividing deeper than the currents of the Muskegon River. We are a community known for our resilience and unity. We have weathered storms before, and we'll do so again together. Our strength is in the solidarity, our respect for one another, and our commitment to the values that make Big Rapids a wonderful place to live and work. Our stand against division. Over the last past year, we've witnessed actions and rhetoric from certain local business figures and their family members that have not just ruffled feathers, but have carved a deep divide in our community. This division is reminiscent of the deep and flowing Muskegon River that runs through our county. This has challenged the unity and spirit of Big Rapids as we journey through our daily lives. These events have led to a profound realization about the dynamics within our community. Particularly in a capitalistic society, we as the community have acted with integrity and respect for our values and a collective well-being. We've engaged in political discourse, advocating for change in local governance when it seemed unresponsive. We've voiced our concerns about foreign investments that conflicted with our community's interests, exercising our right to make choices that align with the values, with our values. Not just our right, it's our duty. Ironically, in exercising our democratic freedoms, we've faced unwarranted criticism and attacks, not only from a local business owner, but also from their family members. This only adds to the irony. While we exercise our rights, we are blamed for the challenges of a local business that has chosen to criticize the community it serves. This is not only unfair, it's a misrepresentation of the principles of a free market and democratic society. For far too long, we've witnessed a troubling pattern where the actions and words of business figures, of some business figures and their family members, have cast a long shadow over our community. In our capitalistic society, the principle of voting with our dollars is a fundamental right and a powerful tool for expressing consumer preference and shaping the marketplace. Just as we have the freedom to choose our political leaders at the ballot box, we also have the autonomy to decide where to spend our money based on the business practices, values, and how they engage with the community. When a local business chooses to criticize or attack members of the community, it must be prepared for the possibility that these actions could have economic repercussions. Consumers are not obligated to support any business unconditionally, okay? Especially not when that business acts in a manner that contradicts the values or interests of the community it serves. The expectation that a business should receive unwavering support is simply because its local is not only unreasonable, but is also detrimental to the health of a free market economy. The same principles apply to our politics. Just as we should scrutinize and hold accountable our elected officials, we should also hold local businesses to the same standard that respects and fosters a positive community environment. If a business owner believes they are entitled to unquestionable support, even after attacking the very community they depend on, this demonstrates a profound misunderstanding of both ethical business practices and basic economic principles. Business owners must understand that the commercial success is directly linked to how they are perceived by the community. Engaging in negative or harmful rhetoric can alienate customers, damage relationships, and ultimately impact the bottom line. In a society that values freedom of choice and expression, it's crucial for businesses to conduct themselves in a way that earns respect and support and not assume it's a given. As a community members, we must remain vigilant and thoughtful about where we spend our money. supporting businesses that positively contribute to our community, and withdrawing support from those that do not. By exercising our economic power and responsibility, we uphold the values of our community, encourage a culture of respect and mutual support among businesses and consumers alike. This is not only strengthens our local economy, but also reinforces the principles of accountability and respect that are essential in a thriving capitalistic society. You see, I never once said to boycott anybody. I added that other stuff in the last, I don't know, minute or two. But I never once said to boycott anybody. I simply provided the rules of the game. The game of being a business owner in a community. Respect is earned, not demanded. I don't care how long you've been in the community. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much good things you've done for the community. It matters what you're doing now. There's always this check and balance. If you don't get that, well, then your business will fail. It's that simple, folks. All right. So, you know, let's go back to that post I was talking about prior to the break, the commercial break. The attack on Bruce by this particular individual, comparing me to Mussolini and bashing Bruce. You know, Bruce, he moved to this community, him and his wife, years ago to retire. This would be their last spot that they would have, a nice farmland. They moved here because of the rural nature of it, the small town feel. Pat Curry was one of the first people he met in town. Then he became the chief of police in the community at Ferris. He served the community. He's been a coach. He's been a bayonet drug team, a DNR officer. He's a writer. This guy has leadership, okay? Not the other one. The other one has just ran his mouth. Well, Bruce is a true leader. That's who, if I could vote, that's what I would be voting for, is a leader. Going back where she's comparing me to Mussolini, she won't take a hint, though. I'm accused of verbally attacking the community members. Meanwhile, this lady and her friends are actively working to sabotage my show by pressuring my sponsors to back out. What about the other guy on the other side? Is what he's doing online acceptable? Is it? His dubious actions are acceptable since they align with you-know-who's views. Also particularly troubling is the fact that a political candidate is harassing a mother of young children. So I ask you again, you who are listening out there, is this the behavior you endorse? Or are you going to conveniently overlook this as well, as you have, you know who, overlooked many things in the past because it aligns with your friends? You know who and her cohorts have dismissed me and others who oppose Goshen as mere peons or peasants of the community, all because we don't own a business or our families don't go back centuries with tons of money like you know who. Or because we don't mingle with the so-called elite circles or good old boys networks. Again, go revisit the letter from the editor in January that I just read. My position remains unchanged. We operate in a capitalistic society where we vote at the ballot box and with our wallets. People aren't avoiding your business because you're of your stance on Goshen. They don't shop at your business because of your behavior. I don't know how many times this must be re-explained before it gets through certain people's thick, inflated ego. Additionally, reconsider, because of the whole mention, you might want to suggest he help out at the homeless shelter or food pantry instead of sitting on his computer lecturing people. Okay, Well, additionally, you might want to reconsider how you flaunt your charitable contributions. This is not a contest. And your constant bragging suggests your motives driven by power and appearance and ego, rather than true generosity. You know who. Though given what I've heard around town, seeking accolades seems to be her long-standing modus operandi. Yet another opportunity for introspective if only your colossal ego didn't cloud your vision. If you genuinely care about this community as you claim, you would align with the majority, not merely with those who have puffed up your ego for so many years. How many friends must you lose before you see the reality? But you know who won't. You know who is stuck in her ways. She can do no wrong. Never. She is a saint. This is my First Amendment rights. They want to attack me. They want to attack my community. And then expect us to spend money at their businesses. And then attack my sponsors. Again, we've never attacked a local business. Never said the local business out loud. You can assume all you want. Another thing, there's these lies going around town that Penny Curry resigned and retired because of this Goshen issue. The reality is, I remember last summer, Penny telling me that she was going to retire at 65. And guess what? On the 23rd, she turned 65. That's Thursday. She stuck to what she promised. She wanted to retire at 65 and be with her grandchildren, be with her husband. But yet, the other side wants to create these lies that she's resigning because of Goshen and all this other stuff. It's just not true. It's just like tabloid bullcrap. It's flat-out lies, and they're running with it. That's fine. We know the truth. It's disgusting. The community is going to miss her. People at the township, Big Rapids Township's definitely going to miss her. She's done a lot of work with the community. And she's a fighter. She isn't going to stand down. She's not standing down. She didn't stand down. And she stood with the community last year. And she still stands with us today. That is a leader. Penny Curry is a leader. A great leader. And I thank her for her years of service to the Big Rapids Township community. Another thing, the lies going around town that people control what I say or anything, it's just lies. They don't know anything I'm going to post or say, or even this show, they don't know what's going to be said until I say it. Nobody controls what I say, and no one's encouraged me to do anything. I am me, Christopher Long, and I will do as I see. Also, there's these lies that I go into Curry's gas station in the morning to stir up things with Goshen. It's a lie. I don't even think I ever have actually brought up Goshen at the gas station. I'm not the person to bring it up. People ask me questions and I'll answer it. But I go in there and I don't talk about Goshen, or at least I don't bring it up. In fact, I know there's people that don't like me in there, in part of that group that goes there in the morning. I know there's people that don't like me. So much so that I don't go there. I stopped going for a while and I don't go as often, because I don't want to make them uncomfortable. I would like them to continue going to Curry's because they were there before me. And I don't want to make them uncomfortable to the point that they would not shop or go to Curry's. And I told Pat this before. And he told me to keep going. I am welcome in there just as much as they are and anyone else in this community. Anyone in this community is welcome at Curry's. That's a business that I support. Because I was willing to not go there just to make other people feel comfortable. And I was told, no, go in there anytime. That's a business you should support. Curry's has welcomed anyone from either side of this whole Goshen issue there. Never bashed them. Everybody's always walked away friends. But there's this persona that people believe, this lie spread by certain other people that is just wrong. It really is. I don't even know why that lady has a following. In fact, the group of businesses should really reconsider her as a spokesman. I'm just saying. They should really reconsider it. Because it's disgusting. Anyway, time for Community Buzz. If you're interested in joining the Rotary Club of Big Rapids, you can find them on Facebook at the Rotary Club of Big Rapids or stop by the lower level of the Artworks building on Tuesdays at noon for the first two. Lunches are on them. Misiola Curry Comfort Home is teaming up with Two Hats Ranch for their Shooting for Comfort Clay event this weekend, May 17th. Oh, actually, it's Friday. This includes a golf cart and lunch, and you can get a four-person team registered. I'd do it today if I were you by going to the website MisiolaCurryComfortHome.com. For questions, call 231-287-2208. I would register today. Anyway, the Animal Rescue Coalition is a nonprofit no-kill shelter. They're always in need of donations of food and toys. They are the Mecosta County's only shelter, and they also rehabilitate abused and neglected pets. So remember to adopt, don't shop. And any pet is a lifetime commitment, so take it seriously. Each animal they have all need a forever home. We would like to thank our sponsors this week: Purely Clean Services, Baratin Firearms Training Center. Thank you, Casey Nemeth. Benton Baker of Big Rapids. Thank you, Mike McNally. Thank you, Sue Bean at Big Rapids Realty. Thank you. Along with other supportive people and businesses of the community, we thank each and every one of you for getting behind our show. If you would like to sponsor the Big Rapids Buzz, call your best friend Jen here at B1039 at 231-796-1103, and she'll get you started. Listen again next Monday at 8:30 a.m. for the Big Rapids Buzz with me, Chris Long, and not Bruce Borkovich. The Big Rapids Buzz. See ya.